Mexico's most popular politician is defying the Supreme Court in a legal battle over a parcel of land in Mexico City. The leftist mayor of Mexico City, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, appears to be earning even more points with voters, exasperated by what they see as a corrupt legal system. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
López Obrador's approval rating in the capital is at an astounding 80%. The plain-speaking, salt-and-pepper-haired 50-year-old mayor eschews the lavish lifestyle of most politicians, living in a small, Spartan apartment and driving himself to work in his modest Nissan Sentra, shunning the typical cadre of burly bodyguards. His average guy image has earned him the respect of citizens. In the middle-class Mexico City neighborhood called La Roma, 52-year-old laundromat operator Victor de la Cruz says he approves of López Obrador's work so far, calling him honest and caring. He's a good guy. He's doing great things, he says, things that even presidents haven't done. He's helping the poor, paying pensions to the neediest. López Obrador has won over many chilangos, as city residents are called, by personally handing out $60 each month to widows and the elderly. His detractors call this cheap populism. But besides that, he has character, adds De La Cruz. He'll make a good president. He's courageous. De La Cruz is referring to the mayor's standoff with Mexico's Supreme Court. Last month, the court ordered the city to pay a fine of $164 million for illegally confiscating a piece of land in 1989. López Obrador maintains the deeds to the property were falsified and has called the judicial system corrupt. At one of his recent 6 a.m. press conferences, the mayor said he won't put up with, quote, such filth any longer. I repeat, I will not pay a single penny of the amount they've demanded, he said, because I won't be an accomplice to this embarrassing fraud. I hope for justice and will accept the consequences. Some local media have suggested that if López Obrador doesn't pay the fine, he'll be removed from office. But that appears unlikely because of the slow pace of the courts and because in a couple of years he may quit his job anyway to run for president. A poll this week shows that if elections were held now, López Obrador would be the runaway winner, outpacing the competition by some 16%. George Grayson is an expert on Mexico City politics at the College of William and Mary. He says the mayor put himself on the national political map by renovating the capital's crumbling colonial center.
And perhaps if he can bring hope to the area of Mexico City that was in great disrepair, then perhaps that means if you live in a small village in Oaxaca, in the southwest of Mexico, there's hope for you.
But he's not loved by all. López Obrador is a vocal critic of free trade, and a wary Wall Street is concerned that as president he might scare off foreign investment. And then there are the many Mexicans who have simply lost faith altogether in a political system that never seems to lift them out of poverty. This Mexico City freelance garbage man, who refused to give his name, earns a few pesos a day collecting trash from houses in a quiet residential zone. He pays no taxes.
No, sí, todos somos corruptos. Okay, digo, desde que empieza él,
López Obrador is corrupt, he says, like we're all corrupt. He's the head of the octopus, and no one is innocent. Even I rob, but at least in a decent manner, working. But those politicians, he says, they steal outright. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.